And you've got within the data set lots and lots of churning about perceptions being different from one group of people to another. So that's basically what we know. You can find out more about this by using our online analysis platform Solar, which is free to our clients, and you should use it if you haven't seen it already. Survey Online and Reporting, and you can go on there, drop down menus, click on it, and it will actually analyse your trust data in front of you as you speak, and it will give you multiple variable analysis on the trot as you go. So that's what we know about the mental health community service and inpatient service data sets. What we don't know about so much are people in the mental health world's perception of outcomes. And that's a very different matter. Now, one of the hats I wear outside of mental health is that I run almost all of the patient-reported outcome measures program in Britain. And what we see there is that in some trusts, the perceptions of better outcomes are significantly different than others. But one very, very important thing has happened in the last couple of months on that, and that is that there's been a publication in BMJ, which we collaborated with Professor Nick Black on from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, looking at 10,000 elective surgery patients in the East Midlands that we surveyed, looking at preoperative health state, doing a patient experience survey, and doing a post-operative health questionnaire 6 months down the track. What that showed in a nutshell, published on the 7th of February in the BMJ Quality and Safety, is that information is key. If you give people good information while they're in hospital about their condition and treatment in elective surgery, they report better outcomes at Q2 by some distance. Now, this hasn't been replicated in mental health or anywhere else yet, but it will be. And I'm confident that that also is the key to getting better outcomes for service users and better performance by trusts right across the country. Now, I'm going to shut up now because I think I've outlived my welcome, as it were. But that's the sort of background to the survey. And if anybody wants to ask me any more detailed questions, please do during the day. Bless you.